On the thought for today, Vonda Bierman has a lot of new albums out. One is called A Touch of Country. And then the one I Chose You is the one we're going to play here on CD. Vonda, V-O-N-D-A, as she sings Mighty Creator.
You spoke the word and it stood, made earth and heaven all good. You are the mighty creator. You formed woman and man out of the dust by your hand. You are the mighty creator.
I will worship you
and give you all the glory unto you.
On YahvaYahweh.name, that's Vonda Bierman, Mighty Creator. This is Psalm 90 on A Thought for Today. Yahweh, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art Yahweh. You turn man to destruction and say, return you, children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. You carry them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it's cut down and withers. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. Yes, all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. If by reason of strength they be 80, yet it's their strength, labor, and sorrow. It is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Yahweh, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy esteem unto their children. And let the beauty of Yahweh, our mighty one, be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yes, the work of our hands establish thou it.
Tired of being alone, feelings never come, and I feel so alone. Yet through it all, I've known feelings come and go, but oh Lord, I know that you love.
She goes by the name simply, Marcia. Now Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, He is my refuge and my fortress, my mighty one. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. That's Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Mighty One, Yahweh, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His messengers charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the snake. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yahweh is speaking to you in Psalm 91 on the thought for today.